Congress and the president created Real ID with the idea that if all states modernized and standardized their driver's licenses, it would improve national security. States are supposed to be finished with their work by 2010. They're also supposed to pick up all the extra costs. The money the legislature's budget committee approved Tuesday is a little more than half what the State Department of Transportation said it needed for Real ID. Green Bay Democratic Senator Dave Hansen said it would be enough for now.
We believe that it should be adequate for the next 6 months to do what we feel is necessary for compliance in this state and to move forward.
Some of this money would go toward updating the state computer system that keeps track of driver's licenses, and some would pay for expanding service centers where the licenses are issued. Later this year, the Department of Transportation could come back before lawmakers and ask for the rest of the $8.8 million it wanted in the first place. A couple Democratic lawmakers said any state money was too much. Milwaukee Assemblyman Pedro Colon has been an outspoken critic of Real ID from the beginning.
This is not providing any safety to anyone. At some point, we just have to say this is nonsense and call it what it is and move on. And, you know, if DOT is offended or if the administration is offended, then so be it.
The Doyle administration has argued that simply ignoring Real ID would make it harder for people with Wisconsin driver's licenses to board airplanes or do anything else where a standard ID will soon be required. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.